AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. New videos show Alex Preti was forcefully taken to the ground by federal immigration agents in Minneapolis 11 days before his death. The scuffle began after Preti kicked out the taillight of their vehicle during a protest in Minneapolis on January 13th. He was shot and killed by Border Patrol officers on January 24th. Senate Democrats are threatening to block legislation that would fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies if the White House does not meet demands for an immigration and customs enforcement reform. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more on a spray attack involving Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar.
Court records show the man accused of squirting an unknown substance on Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar at a town hall in Minneapolis has a criminal history and has made online posts supportive of President Trump. It drew reaction from both parties. In the Senate, Eric Schmidt is a Missouri Republican.
Political violence or those sort of confrontations should be condemned across the board. I don't support any of that.
Reaction from Democrats.
It's a reason why many people choose not to be part of public life.
Illinois' Dick Durbin was asked if the incident with Omar will tame President Trump's rhetoric against her and others.
I don't think it slows the president down at all. I think what he's created is an environment of hate and threats and violence. It's going to take a long time to live down.
Anthony Kaczmierczak has been charged with assault. On social media, he called Democrats angry and liars. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. markets pointed slightly higher on mixed results from big tech one day after the Federal Reserve decided to keep interest rates unchanged, even as President Trump continues to insist they be lowered. The key rate is at about 3.6%. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Cavaliers spoiled LeBron James' return with a 129-99 rout of the Lakers in the NBA all-time leading scorers potential final game in Cleveland.
Just trying to take everything in, not take the moments for granted.
The Spurs' Victor Wembanyama piled up 28 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 blocks in a 111-99 win over the Rockets. Women's college hoops, Ali Zabel had a UConn program record tying 10 three-pointers in the top-ranked Huskies' 38th straight win, 97-39 over Xavier. In tennis, second-seeded Jannik Sinner ousted 8th-seeded American Ben Shelton in straight sets to reach the Australian Open semifinals. NFL, Patriots quarterback Drake May was limited on the team's injury report with a right shoulder injury ahead of Super Bowl 60, and the Browns hired Todd Monken as coach. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.